Hey guys, welcome everyone to episode 24 of New Ones at Noon, aka the New Music Mondays podcast. If you are listening from podcast land, and hey, if you're not listening from podcast land, that's awesome. Thanks for listening to Dropout Radio. But hey, you know, subscribe to the podcast too. Then you'll know what's up when new episodes come out and all that good stuff. That's what you want for some reason. This is the show where we look at the best in new Canadian independent music. And we have got a fantastic show for you all today. We've got some new music from Radium Moon, an awesome band from Montreal. We've also got an interview with them. We've got a new track from Toronto band, Talk Show Host, which I'm pretty excited about. But first, we've got a brand newish track from Vancouver's Fake Shark. Fake Shark is probably best described as an indie electropop band. The group formed in 2005 and were previously known as Fake Shark Real Zombie. The band's sound has evolved and has been refined over the years, and you know, they dropped the Real Zombie from the name. The group recently released a new album called House of Mirrors back in July. You can check out Jesse's review of that album, and I'll link to that in the description of the show. Check it out, it's a great read. But now the band that was formed in 2005 is reaching all the way back to 1997, a year that fills my head with memories and the anxiety of being a teenager. Fun stuff. Your Woman is a song by British one-man band White Town. It was released in January 1997, and it's the lead single from the album Women and Technology. The single reached number one in the UK and hit the top 40 in countries all across the world, including hitting number two on the Canadian alternative rock charts. This is Your Woman by Fake Shark.
Just tell me what you've got to say to me. I've been waiting for so long to hear the truth. It comes as no surprise at all, you see. So cut the crap and tell me that we're through. Now I know your heart, I know your mind. You don't even know you're being unkind. So much for all your highbrow Marxist ways. Just use me up and then you. Say it's true.
That's awesome. That's fun. Radium Moon is an alt-rock band. Smooth, Ben. Radium Moon is an alt-rock band from Montreal, Canada, fronted by Brendan Muir and Sandrine Kennard, with the incredibly talented Raphael Belletti on drums. The band released their self-titled debut album earlier this year, and it fast became a regular on my personal playlist. The band comes at music from a unique perspective. And intentionally or not, the band's lyrics get into my head and often make me rethink anything and everything that I thought I knew. I sat down with Radium Moon to chat about the band's new single, Supersonic Jesus. Here is my interview with Radium Moon. Hey everybody, I'm here with Brendan, Sandrine, and Raf from Radium Moon. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Awesome.
How is life in Montreal, Canada at the moment?
Pretty quiet.
That's fair. Can you guys tell me about the song Supersonic Jesus that we are going to be listening to?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a new song. It's a good song.
You don't have anything else to say, Brandon?
Well, what would you like to know about the song?
Well, okay, so is Supersonic Jesus a metaphor for anything?
It is. I mean, the song itself is a story, right? So, I mean, Jesus is really a character in the story. And I mean, when you're writing a story like that, why not reference the greatest story ever told?
He's a pretty solid character, right?
Exactly.
Would you ever consider teaming him up with, like, say, the Hulk?
Oh, maybe. Why not? The Hulk.
That'd be a badass team, that's for sure.
Can you tell me about how the song itself came about?
Not really. It just kind of came together. It was our first attempt at writing something in the lines of a storytelling type of song. And I mean, I guess it just started out with the beginning. We decided it was gonna be about this character who kind of, something happens to him, I guess. He hits his head and just kind of wakes up, and he's being spoken to by this character who he perceives as Jesus, when in reality, it's not really Jesus. So we just went along the lines of maybe the story as is don't believe in everything you see. Things aren't what they seem all the time.
That is a pretty pertinent statement, I think, for 2020. How do we know what is real?
Nobody's who they say they are anymore. We all have fake Facebook lives.
Facebook.
Well, but
I like that.
I guess social media has always been kind of deceiving, I guess, in that sense.
Yeah, that's it. Like, people show off like all the good stuff that happens to them. It makes you feel like, you know, like you're not confident with your own life.
Like your life sucks. Basically, my life sucks. Look at these guys. I guess it takes us back to the song, right? Don't believe everything that you see.
That's it. Like, I guess the only thing you can know what, like the only thing that you can always be sure that is real is how you feel and react to stuff in general. But I mean, yeah, that's a big question, dude.
That's good advice. That's good advice. I like that answer, actually. That's awesome. Can you tell me about the cover art for Supersonic Jesus?
It's just really cool. My friend,
it is.
My friend Casey Fulton put that together for us. And it is exactly what I described to him. He did great work with that art.
Excellent. Do you think Supersonic Jesus would win in a fight with Superman?
I don't know. Like, Superman...
He's got the lasers, you know?
Yeah, but see, it's Superman.
No, Supersonic Jesus does fight, but he's like the kind of fighter you don't see coming.
So. He's going to fight dirty.
Right on.
He's going to fight dirty.
He'll like throw one of his Crocs at you and you won't see it coming.
I was going to say that.
How do you think this year has influenced your writing?
You know, I want to say that it has, but I think it's just a topic that I don't want to put into writing. I think we've dealt with it enough. And there's so many bands that have written these songs and put them out lately that are just about the situation going on right now. And I think everyone's just kind of sick of it.
I mean, of course, like there's a few, not a few, but like I can think of one song we practiced and I can see how the lyrics came to you, Brandon, like,
right.
As like a reflection on the reality we're living in. But at the same time,
I wouldn't make it directly about COVID or this.
And also, like, if you start just writing music all about that, it's just depressing. And we kind of play the music to forget about this whole thing also.
So what does inspire you to write?
I guess just personal experiences. Yeah, past personal experiences. Like I said, I started dabbling in like storytelling. So, I mean, maybe I'll write a lot of songs in the first person narrative, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're about me. They're about a made up entity that I've created and built this story in my head.
Very cool. What is next what's on the docket for Radium Moon?
We have another new single that we're going to get into the studio and record very soon.
Excellent. Can't wait for that one. When do we think that one's
coming out? I guess early spring, most likely it will come out. The time to like record and all the post-prod stuff.
Awesome. Anything you want to share about the song?
Not yet. I think we're going to keep it hush-hush.
Nice. Good. Awesome. Anything you want to share about Supersonic Jesus that we haven't already said right before we listen to it?
We're pretty happy about this song. Hope everyone enjoys it. And
it's getting a lot of great feedback.
If you could, ideal world, if everyone could take away something from Supersonic Jesus, what would it be?
Don't believe what you see. Not everything is as it seems.
Beautiful. Cool.
And bang your head to it.
Then bang your head to it. Nice. Thank you so much to Brendan, Sandrine, and Raf. This is Radium Moon, Supersonic Jesus. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
With a shot to the brain, I found a man named Supersonic Jesus in Maine. He told me, follow these four words to your heart and you will be renamed. He took the keys to my car and said to hop on in, just follow my lead. 40 miles to the coast just to forgive my sins, but he never did. Never trust a man until you know his name, unless it's Jesus. After all that's done, I'll never trust again, especially in Jesus. With my back to the scene, he took my notes and peace. I got robbed by Jesus. After all that he did, I'll take his name in vain. Supersonic Jesus. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Put my foot to the ground, I need to find that Supersonic Jesus for me. His name in vain, Supersonic Jesus.
Thank you so much to Sandrine, to Brandon, and to Raphael for hanging out. It's always a pleasure chatting with you guys. You can check out a live stream we did with Radium Moon. If you're down and you want some more Radium Moon goodness, you can check that out at quarantinesongs.com. But before you go running off to do that, Talk Show Host is a Toronto indie pop punk band that has been around since 2015, consisting of Chris Vinot, Sean Wolven, and Fabian Rivneet. The band has released 3 EPs and announced at the end of November this year that they have signed with LA punk label Wiretap Records, who will be releasing the band's full-length album in the spring of 2021. So we will try and keep an eye out for that. An eye out? An ear out? What am I saying? The band has just released the first single from that new album. It's called This Monologue, and we've got it right here for you. And it's also available everywhere else. You know, you got music, so you can check that out there too. Vinot had this to say about the track, quote, "This monologue is about the annoying commentary track in your head that spends a good portion of every day telling you in excruciating detail about all the things you've done wrong, you're currently doing wrong, and you're about to do wrong." End quote. Yeah. This is This Monologue by Talk Show Host.
I gotta get in shape and I gotta lose some weight, but I'm not there. I kept my start tomorrow. I gotta get outside and I gotta quit my heart and I'm not there. I swear I'll start tomorrow.
I love that. I was excited to share it. Thank you for hanging out with me, guys. I am your host, Ben in Toronto. This is New Ones at Noon, aka the New Music Mondays podcast. This show airs on Dropout Radio, available at dropoutentertainment.ca every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at noon. It's also available in podcast form on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Deezer, TuneIn, a bunch of other ones, and of course, iHeartRadio. Dropout Radio is also available on the MyTuner Radio app, so you can check that out. I got that bad boy hooked up into my new Sonos speaker last week, which has been pretty sweet. Don't forget to connect with Dropout on social media at Dropout Entertainment. That's the show this week. Dropout is licensed to play through SoCan. Now back to 100% real Canadian independent music. This is Dropout Radio.